Karen Levy is my guest. She's an American-Israeli writer born in Israel. She spent most of her childhood traveling between her native land and the United States. Commuting between these two countries and having a keen eye for detail have afforded my guest the knowledge necessary to recount the immigrant experience in a candid style. After her military service, Karen Levy pursued her studies in the United States, where she earned a BA in comparative literature at UC Davis and an MA in English and creative writing from Sacramento State University, where she teaches composition and interpretation of literature. Her work has appeared in a great number of magazines, including Welter Magazine, So to Speak, and the Blue Moon Literary and Art Review. She lives in Davis with her husband and two children, and we're here mostly to talk about a book that will be published next year called My Father's Gardens. Karen Levy, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy.
Great to have you here. And congratulations on this great news. I've heard excerpts from your memoir at events usually organized by the Blue Moon Literary and Art Review downtown. I'm wondering if you can tell listeners, many of whom feel that they have a memoir in them, about the process of writing it, and also how was it that you had it picked up for publication?
Well, it started by simply a need to write, which I've always had. And then I found myself adding more and more vignettes, short chapters, and memory is an interesting beast. Vignettes would come up when I was talking about my experiences in Israel or my experiences traveling and or just watching a movie or listening to music that seemed to trigger yet another anecdote that I thought an American audience would appreciate hearing about. So it was an ongoing process of almost 4 years of adding and revising, and then finally having it picked up by a small press, homebound press in Connecticut, that was willing to take a chance and, unlike the big houses, not worried about the commercial aspect of the work, but more about the insight and the quality of the words.
Excellent. Good for you. My Father's Gardens, could you say something about the title?
The title came about when I realized that I had gotten into the habit of traveling with plants. I travel between my two countries, my native country of Israel and my adopted home of the United States. And over the years, I've slowly been transplanting pieces of just that, my father's, originally his first garden, and then as he moved around, pieces of his garden. And I realized as I look out into my garden that half of it is his. So I thought that would be an appropriate title, considering I've somehow managed to create a home made of bits and pieces of the various homes I've had.
That's wonderful. And fascinating, too, that those bits and pieces continue to grow and can be fleshed in, very much like the stories that you've been writing for years.
They do, and I love being able to look out at them and see that something that has traveled as far as I have has taken root, very much like I have, and produced fruit, so to speak.
Are there restrictions of what you can bring into California from Israel? Smuggling involved?
I am sure. Was there any what? I'm sorry.
Was there any smuggling involved?
It was always smuggling involved, yes. I probably shouldn't be admitting to this, but I am notorious for smuggling plants. And everything from a loquat tree, which my father pulled out of his own garden when it was the size of a soda can, and that's exactly what it traveled in all the way to the United States. Various types of plants that do very well in this climate. So I'm hoping I haven't introduced any rare diseases along the way, but yes, smuggled.
Well, we're chatting this afternoon with notorious plant smuggler Karen Levy, who will have a new book coming out in 2013 called My Father's Gardens. Did you say April is the target month?
April 26th is the publication date, yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And will you be holding an event of some sort in Davis or elsewhere to commemorate this this great publication?
I certainly hope so, in Davis most certainly, and anywhere else I will be invited. I would love to, yes.
Excellent. And we had talked earlier about the possibility of your reading some of it at the Poetry Night reading series. As we all know, there's an open mic that starts at 9 o'clock where we hear poetry and prose. The producer of this radio show, Evan White, often presents his prose at the open mic. And I'm hoping that we'll get a chance to hear an excerpt from My Father's Gardens at that event sometime soon.
I would be delighted. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, Karen Levy, it's been a pleasure to speak with you again about your work. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having you back on the radio show around the time that My Father's Gardens will be launching at the end of April 2013.
Yes, absolutely. Be happy to be back.
Excellent. Good to talk to you.
Thanks. You too.
Take care.
Bye.